Hello, Breakfast Baddies. Welcome to the show. On today's show...
Tell us where you are, Kevin.
I'm actually doing this live from Denmark today.
Are you okay, Kevin?
I'm a little bit ill, so excuse my weird voice, vocal.
You do have a weird voice.
But yeah, on today's show, we talk about Wagamamas, the bagpipes of Bournemouth, Rick Witter.
Fuck Rick Witter.
Can Pandas Talk, and a new item called Better Call Steph.
Is it new, Kevin?
Actually, it's not new. It's...
old?
It's old. But,
revitalized.
It's a revitalized item. Yeah, it's a
rehashing.
A rehashing of an old idea.
Idiot.
Shall we say. And also we cover magic. Is it real? That's magic. Is it real? Have a great day.
Fuck Rick Witter.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm here with Owen and Steph. I'm Kev. I never say that.
Don't you?
No, no one
ever. You've ruined the illusion.
I think like no one's ever... No one, people that don't know us probably don't... Who's this other guy?
Big Red.
The Red Imp.
Yeah. I'm here with Owen and Steph. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Yeah, man. Steph...
It doesn't seem as relevant anymore, does it?
No.
Well, I've got a little bit of breakfast Breaking Bad news today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you about to ask Steph?
What do you have breakfast, Steph?
Crumpets and Marmite.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, I only had two though because I was going to bring them here, and then because I it's my fault we're late. Like I fell asleep and basically
you fell asleep what this morning?
Yeah. So my alarm went off at like 8:30, and then I woke up at like 9:10, and I was going to come get me at 9:20. So I was like, I'm really sorry, this is my fault. And so then I was like, I'll bring the crumpets and eat them there. Then I thought it'd be really rude because I only had two, and then you guys would have to sit here watching me eat crumpets.
Oh, when you said you were going to bring them, I thought you meant like for us. But
oh yeah, no, literally, I had two left.
Yeah, two left. Okay.
What did you
know? You know about like two? Was it about maybe 4 weeks or so ago that we did the podcast where we talked that went out recently, where you talked about giving us Pop Tarts?
Yeah,
I ate them about 2 days ago.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, they are foil packed, I suppose.
Yeah, but they were open because we had one of each.
How were they?
It wasn't great.
No,
but I appreciated it anyway. It was all we had in the house.
Ah, I see.
What did you have for breakfast?
I haven't had anything for breakfast.
You're an idiot.
No.
This isn't going to last very long, is it?
It's going to have to.
You're quite... out of the three of us, though, you're not quite as hangry as I get, are you?
No, I'm normally all right when I'm hungry.
Yeah,
that's because you don't normally go for, like, how long in between meals, do you?
You said something funny to me the other day. You said something funny to me when you text asking about the naan.
Yeah.
And you said, what's the naan with the meat in? And I said, keema naan. And you said, Steph, I can't remember everything I've ever eaten. There'd be no room left in my brain.
Well, you said to keema naan, and then like nothing happened for ages, and then like a text went off about 10 minutes later, just went idiot. So, Steph,
I was driving, and I hadn't seen you send it to the Facebook thing either.
Well, I only ever had one of those ones with the meat in before.
You don't want those ones anyway.
Well, no, I wasn't that keen.
Or pashwari, no. Depending on what you're going
what's
for.
What's pashwari?
The one with like the like coconut.
I think I'm probably.
Isn't that a bit much? If because you are you a korma kind of character?
If I get a tikka masala, I'll go for a pasanda. Or a cheese. I am a fan of a cheese. So.
See, I did something rare last night.
What's that?
Didn't have a pasanda.
What did you have?
Chicken tikka balti.
Ooh, a bit much for me.
That's nice.
Mm. I want a curry now.
Is it too early for that?
We've had this discussion last week.
It's exactly the same as the last podcast. But yeah, I did like that, whatever it was called, keema naan. But I think I'll probably just...
What kind of meat is it?
I don't know, it's like, I don't know, it's not mince, it's like... I don't know. It's like it's joined together. It's like a slab of meat inside it.
I've seen them,
but it's like sort of pepperoni-ish sort of meat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I've always been too scared to try it.
Both slagging it off. Not even tried it. Jesus Christ.
No, like I think
I have tried one because people do get them. Don't they? That's like very man. You probably order one of those with like a.
There was too much meat going on in my plate.
A vindaloo or whatever.
Yeah. There was too much meat because I break
whoa,
up.
Whoa.
What I do, I break up the naan. I break up the naan and then I mix it in with the rice. I have all that on the plate and then I just pour the curry on top.
I bet so there's
too much meat going on.
Yeah, I'm more of a dipper because I find when I'm completely full up with
I feel
the
like
curry,
we're all really excited.
When I'm completely full up with the meat and the rice and that, I feel that there's always a little bit room to finish off the poppadoms and the naan bread.
That's why I like getting a pashwari because it's like dessert.
Okay.
It's really sweet.
I tend to just have a dessert as well.
What, curry? From a
curry? What?
Sometimes you get them funny penguins. Have you never had the penguin?
Oh, yeah. See, I'm like...
It's like an ice cream in a penguin.
Yeah.
I thought they literally just did pineapple fritters or
something like that. No, Indian is like my one place I'd never really get a dessert because I don't mind ice cream, but it hurts my teeth.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't like ice cream.
You're not blowing it or something?
Blow on the teeth.
No, like I'd easily sit down to a tub of like Ben and Jerry's in my own time, but to sit somewhere and eat ice cream, I'd never. Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
Who's this Ben and Jerry?
Do you know, I went to see Letford the other day and he also said, he's like, do you not feel that they pick on you? And I was like, yes, everyone's on my side.
My dad said that a while back.
Yeah, exactly.
So I need to take a picture of your headwear for the website at some point.
Like, it just keeps my ears toasty and I like it, but I look a bit strange.
Toast, otherwise. I'm so hungry.
Toast. Anyway.
What have we been up to?
I went to Denmark. You went to Denmark as well.
I did go to Denmark.
I didn't go to Denmark.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all right.
I did that really embarrassing thing. Like, I put it on Facebook, but I may as well tell the little story now. I was walking to meet Owen from the airport, and a bike came riding past me, and they put their hand out, so I gave them a high five, thinking they must have been at the gig the night before, but they were just turning right. I've never been so embarrassed. I got so embarrassed. I went like redder than I've ever gone, and like I felt like a pain, like pins and needles going down my back, where I'd instantly just started sweating.
Welcome to my life horrible. Every day. Like,
I had to
do you never
run.
Get the hot rush of shame?
Oh
when
god, it was
like
awful.
That
was so bad. But yeah, we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah.
You're a bit mopey, like you normally are, but apart from that,
it's a bit mean.
Coming from Kev, I'm lonely on Facebook every day.
I had to do a lot of travelling this time. I literally had to back and forth across the country 5 times.
Yeah,
it's too much in a week.
Should we give a big shout out to the Hertz car?
Yeah, Hertz Denmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, with their hidden charges. Yeah. Like, yeah, they asked 50 quid. 5 more of them. I was the money back for the world's smallest car. Yeah, it wasn't £70 like the website quoted. It was £350.
Yeah.
Don't go to Hertz, Denmark.
No.
Should we start a campaign against them?
Okay. Should we take it out of our board? Or?
What should we advertise? Yeah, we could do that. We had a big
Avis next door, on the other hand, perfectly. What they quote is what you pay.
Avis is, yeah.
Avis,
yeah.
Ding.
Yeah. Yeah. Always go to Avis, never go to Hertz.
Ever.
I always want to call it Hertz.
They apparently don't even, I don't know. It's like Hertz though, isn't it? That is a thing. That's what it is.
Nicer and nicer. It's the same sort of thing. Depends what you call it, right?
I thought that, because it's like an electrical term, isn't it? Hertz or,
yeah.
Or like a frequency.
They're not electric
term.
Cars.
But Hertz is spelled like just the HRTS without the E, I think.
I think that's it abbreviated, isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
It's not much of an abbreviation, just dropping one letter.
Yeah, but sometimes they do that shit, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Of what?
I don't know. I don't know. What's this to do with?
What we've been up with.
What have you been up to?
Oh, what have you been up to?
Cheers for that. I'm joking. Do you know, Letford actually said it hadn't been mentioned. So I
don't mention
know
it. Don't need to mention
I don't
it.
Need to mention it, but I live with my mum and dad now, so I've been up to family stuff, which has been fun.
I thought you went to a gig last week. I just meant that.
yeah, I went to a gig. It was really good. And I went to Wagamama's, got smashed. That was good.
I like Wagamamas. What do you order? Chicken catsup.
Stop talking about.
No, okay. So there's three stages of Wagamamas depending on who I'm with.
Chicken catsup curry.
Chicken catsup curry.
It's
yes.
Number 1, 2, and 3.
Oh no.
Ooh.
Ebi katsu. I will often order.
Who's she?
Ebi katsu.
Ebi katsu, which is basically like the Japanese version of chow mein. So it's just like noodles, chicken. Like crispy bits of stuff, and it's yummy.
Little do they know, if it was authentic Japanese, it would come with fish flakes on it, or some kind of like
something
that
still
had eyes.
It does come with prawns. You can ask for it without prawns though, but I get the chicken and prawn version.
Can I have this but without the eyes, please?
Yeah. Or one thing I now do, which I did on Wednesday, is just order sides. Like, it's amazing. So you just get like 3 or 4 sides, and it's, oh my God, it's so good. Because it's a bit like tapas. So like, with the noodles, I get a bit full, a bit quick. Whereas, like, yeah, with the sides.
Sounds kind of good, but not as good as chicken katsu curry.
Well, chicken katsu curry is amazing, but, like, I was already feeling a bit full from the fact
that I
drank a
bottle of
wine. Do you
have any of them? Oh, you just drink alcohol, don't you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you don't get any of their funny,
like
energy, like...
Oh, no. They're blended.
Blend things.
No.
They're good.
This is me you're talking to.
You don't want to drink carrot and
no,
cucumber blended
you.
Up into a...
I do want to find, like, a smoothie thing that I like, because people are always like, this tastes so good, and I'm like, it looks like sick.
Mm.
And I'm quite about texture
one's
and stuff.
They all have the texture of a vomit.
Oh, no. I'm out then.
Okay.
Steph, you've got a cheese on toast update, I believe.
Yeah, I'll show you a photo. More visual media. So last time we talked about the fact that people were putting their toasters on the side and the toast was coming out with the cheese off of it.
Yeah.
This, so a woman tried it And that this happened.
She set the toaster on fire.
Set the whole toaster on fire, and she had to throw it out of her kitchen.
It's good that she took the time to take a picture rather than put it out.
Yeah, exactly, and then put it on Facebook.
So what we should probably do is say, we don't condone the use of putting a toaster on
it. It should only be tried by professionals or something like that.
Professional cheese on toasters.
Shouldn't be attempted at home by amateurs.
Do you know what I have been eating?
I hope she hasn't done that because she listened to the podcast.
Oh, no, that's my friend. I've been having cheese and Marmite toasted sandwiches. My mum and dad have a sandwich toaster. Oh my god, they are so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it do that thing where it like zzz them in the middle and makes them tough? Yeah. Oh, then it gets all crispy and
So it's not all bad stuff, is it? See?
No.
I've got George Foreman lean mean grilling machine. Yeah, and like you can fit four like so you can have eight slices of bread in it at once if you wanted to.
I've also just realised we've done the longest intro, I think.
Yeah. Should we turn this shit off?
Yeah.
Do you want to say that thing?
What, news?
News.
News. There's been some bagpipes in Bournemouth. Do you know about this?
No.
Is that news?
It is news. Because it's quite controversial what they've done, but also quite...
Because they're so far away from Scotland.
No, because it's quite...
Where is Bournemouth in relation to Scotland?
Where do you think it might be, Steph?
Down south.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so good. I imagine Scotland's up here and Bournemouth is down here.
Yeah, up and down. Up, down,
I
left to right.
Freddie Krueger. Did I talk about it on here? I know I told you guys, but
no,
did
you
I?
No, you talked about it on here.
Oh, did I? Okay, I met Freddie Krueger, didn't I?
Yeah, we've done that.
That was in Bournemouth.
Was it?
Yeah.
The bagpipe story. Moving on. Basically, what do you want to do? Just tell the exact same story.
You might ask me about it, and I'd be like, "Yeah, he told me about his holiday in England in 1986."
Did he?
Yeah, he never told us. Him and his wife, they had a great time. Apparently, it snowed, and he told me about all the different restaurants they went to.
Where did they go? Don't say Wagamama.
Chicken katsu curry chops up with a swanny knife hand.
I wonder what this was from. Are you taking the piss out of me again?
No, not today. You were banging on about something.
Yeah, well, like basically, like the local council, and it wasn't the 90s.
Oh, I know what you were going to say.
I'm too hot.
Are you? See, I didn't put anything on underneath my jumper.
Have you?
No, because otherwise you get too hot, and then it just looks weird that you're sitting in, like, I don't know, a vest and leggings. Yeah.
Imagine like those people in that house up there looking down, thinking we're doing our presentation preparations. Like we're all just sitting in, like, well, Owen, put your clothes back on.
The hat's come off.
Oh, whoa.
It's 3 a.m. Oh. What were you banging on about that wasn't the 90s?
Right, okay, the bagpipes in Bournemouth. Like, basically, the council, like, there's a bit of a homeless problem in Bournemouth. So what they've done, they've hired some bagpipe people.
If I was homeless, I might go to Bournemouth. It's because it's by the seaside now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be really frigging cold in the winter. Yeah,
nice but, in the summer.
Yeah, better than, like, I don't think...
If you make it through
I'm not going to slag off any towns, but there's certain towns that I just wouldn't go to and just sit in the cold. Southend's probably similar, isn't it? Like, it's by the sea and that. What were you banging on about that wasn't the 90s?
Anyway, the council, like, to solve Bournemouth of the homeless problem, they've got some Scottish men down to play bagpipes next to them, like, where they sleep and stuff, so they have to move on.
The opposite to the Pied Piper?
Absolute opposite to the Pied Piper.
True story.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I feel it's sort of ingenious, but, like, really, really mean.
I also feel like...
I think that's solving the problem.
Oh, cool, I'm glad I finished my sentence.
You wait, I'm going to get you so bad.
I know. Can you just take that and I can use it in a court case at some point? I feel like Scottish people, as a rule, suffer a lot of... it's pretty tough up in Scotland. So I feel like they've taken those and they're like having a go at their own ilk, I guess.
Yeah, they're turning on their own.
The Scottish should relate to the homeless people, is that what you're saying?
Kind of, no. Of course I'm not.
The Bournemouth.
But they know the plight of like cuts and not having a lot of money a lot of times in Scotland.
It would have been better if they'd not got Scottish, because I suspect the Scottish bagpipe players are probably up there with the best, and it probably sounds quite nice. They should have just got someone from Stevenage to like play some bagpipes.
Yeah.
I would have moved on much quicker.
I don't know if you've ever heard a bagpipe live, but if you had the best bagpipe player in the world playing it live, you would move on.
We had bagpipes at my granddad's funeral. but there is a kind of funny story. There is a kind of funny story
is
about
there?
It. Yeah. Like, it's God. Fine. It's fine. And it was my nan's funeral. I don't want to say granddad's. He's still alive.
You know,
like, so what happened was, there's this woman who used to...
She's got that thing right.
There's this woman who used to live next door to us. And next door to my nan and granddad. and like she was kind of like a family friend, but she was deaf. And she came.
She was what?
Not that stupid. And she came to the funeral, and then the bagpipe player like stood next to this group of people, and she was one of them. And he started playing, and everyone else went. And she was just sitting there. And me and my sister like burst out laughing, like, and oh god, my granddad turned around, and he's like. It was fine. He laughed after he told him what it was.
There's an amazing busker in Copenhagen. I don't know if you've ever come across him. But he plays a flute, but like, I don't know if it's because he's cold, but he basically just plays one note. Just
doesn't sound great.
But every time I've been there, I think, I've seen him at one point. And
I want to record this.
And I always give him money. People do. Like, he's probably the most successful busker I've ever seen. It's better to try.
Are you sure he's just not got like a really bad flute stutter? And if you gave it a while, he might get past that.
Yeah, maybe he'll actually go into like a Beethoven piece. Is he a famous flute player?
Composer?
He was just a big dog, wasn't he?
I've never seen those films.
Oh, yeah, he was a dog.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
No, I don't like watching any films with dogs in case they die.
I'll give you a bit of a spoiler alert. He doesn't die, so it's alright.
Okay, that's fine. Although, I watched Marley and Me, and I wasn't that sad. I know that's sure. Only because I knew it was going to happen.
Kong get me every time.
Yeah. I did either of you need of you to properly watch.
I wouldn't consider King Kong to be my great weepy, really. Is that what you consider a chick flick?
It was the first film I ever cried at, like when I was young. Like, they were just so horrible.
They were horrible.
They shot him with tanks.
You're talking about the one with Jack Black?
No, well, that one made me cry as well. That one was really sad.
The original Black and White.
Yeah, they're all really sad.
That's what I discovered the other day. Neither of you two watch American Horror Story, really, do you?
No.
I watched like 5 episodes. I need to get back into it.
Because Jessica Lange is in all of them, and I was like, why is she so famous? And then I found out it's because she's the original King Kong woman. And there was that thing going around Facebook about Meryl Streep, like on the tube, and there was a photo of her.
Yeah.
That story's completely and utterly fake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I quite like that story.
Yeah, I know, it's really nice.
What did she do on the tube?
No, there's like a picture of her on a tube, and it like her page put it up saying, like, this is me after I got told I was too ugly for the King Kong audition, like, now I've got however many Oscars, and, like, all of that information is incorrect.
Like, yeah, because it said something like, I think it said something like 18 Academy Awards or something like that, and I thought, Jesus
She's
Christ.
Been, like, nominated, like, maybe 9 times, which is still amazing, won, like, 3, but, like, they, it all got called out as fake. It was like, although that story did happen, like, not
there's,
in
there's
that
a story
way.
Going around that I always see coming up every now and then about Sylvester Stallone.
I was
going
to say that.
I wonder if
because he did. I know the fact. I know the actual fact. I know that he wrote Rocky.
Yeah,
and definitely. I know that. Like he took it to loads and loads of studios, and they all said no.
But yeah, there's this big story went around that he like someone offered to buy it from him for like however many thousand, but they said the only thing is we're going to get a real actor and we're not going to have you, so he turned it down. And he kept going round and round to places, and he was so skint that he had to sell his dog.
He ended up being homeless and stuff.
Yeah, he was like living in a bus shelter.
And he kept getting offered money, and they kept saying no, not unless I can act in it. And eventually he did.
Eventually someone offered him like, I think it was about 10 grand to make the film, and he did it. The first thing he did was he went and spent half of it on buying his dog back.
Aww.
And then he went on to be like, won an Academy Award for everything.
Oh, that's good. I don't know.
I'd like to think that's true.
I imagine like there's a grain of it, if at least. J.K. Rowling got turned down 10 times before someone picked up Harry Potter.
Really?
She was just about to. She's just about to give up. She got turned down by 10 publishing deals.
The other good thing about Sylvester Stallone, you know, him and Arnold Schwarzenegger always had like a rivalry, and they hadn't spoken for like 5 years. And apparently Arnold Schwarzenegger was like sitting in a club one day, and Sylvester Stallone was like, "Oh, it's time to make the peace." So he just went over. He went, "Hey, you want to dance?" And they just got up and they did like some ballroom dancing type of thing. Like that's how they cured their thing. It's like you said though. But you thought like maybe that was like slang for have a fight.
Yeah. Who do you think would win?
The Terminator is Rocky's got heart though. You got heart, kid.
Yeah, but like
as actors, who would win?
Yeah.
I think Stallone, like he kind of kept in shape and stuff rather than getting into politics. It depends how long ago it happened.
Yeah. In both their prime.
In their prime.
I still fancy Rocky.
Yeah, I think Rocky's got a bit more.
Don't mean I fancy Rocky.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's got a bit more grit about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Which
one could you beat up?
Both, probably. Neither, literally, have you seen these noodles? yeah, I don't know. You're going to hate me. We've had this conversation. I've now seen some Terminator. I've like seen bits of Rocky, but never seen the whole way through.
Oh, I don't understand how you always see bits of films.
Because like they come on, and I don't want to watch this, and every time whoever I'm with has always obviously seen it, so they're like, meh.
Yeah.
So there's some good Sylvester Stallone films out there.
There's some bad ones too.
Yeah, there are some bad ones too.
Some really good ones though.
Yeah. I think out of the two of them, I probably prefer Sylvester Stallone to Arnold Schwarzenegger films.
When I was younger, like, Schwarzenegger, he was my hero. Like, I had all of his...
Although the last action hero is an absolute...
Yawny McYawnison.
Why aren't I a hero, is my point.
The last action hero is an absolute classic.
Yeah, that one's
underrated really classic.
Yeah, I just all of them, like, so the Predator era was, like, my favourite. I had them all on VHS.
Really?
Yeah. But now I think looking back, like, Stallone definitely... And he used to write a lot of his films and still does,
didn't
he?
Did you see that he wants Ryan Gosling to replace him as...
Really?
Yeah.
As Rambo. I saw that there was an article about it and I didn't bother.
Yeah, he basically said, like, they said if you could recast it, who would you have? And he said Ryan Gosling, and then, yeah, it went to Ryan Gosling. Like, somebody mentioned it to Ryan Gosling. He was like, if you're winding me up, like, this is the most horrible trick ever. He was like, I can't believe he even knows my name, let alone, like, wants me
to. Who would you have to replace you if, like, you had to get someone else to replace you on the podcast?
Ten Pond.
I was thinking of someone famous.
All right. I guess Beckham.
Yeah.
I think you guys... Yeah. No, because then I'd be jealous of you guys doing a podcast with Beckham every week.
Who would I have?
So I'd probably... I guess I'd, like, be nice to one of you guys and get either Taylor Swift or Pete Doherty, I guess.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, if you were going to have someone, like, play you in the movie of your life, and you said Beckham, and I was like, okay, but he's not very, very well known for his acting skills.
I think I would probably want Brad Pitt to play me in the movie month, but it's only if he'd do, like, an Irish gypsy boxer take on it.
I'd have to go with, like, that only actor that I sort of look a bit like.
Gerard Depardieu.
We can move it all from Hitchin to France. It'd be a much more exciting take.
Who put Steph in the film version of Breakfast Bad?
You can be Taylor if you like.
Yeah, because, like, she's got dark curly hair. It definitely works and wears glasses.
What was that one that you were saying about that we didn't know about, that character from that book?
Tracy Beaker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the girl that plays her. Yeah, she could definitely play me. Although old me, not new me. Like, she could have played me when I was younger.
The thing is with Steph, like, you could get, like, a lot of actresses, you can just put glasses on them.
You can leave those on.
Like, Ariana Grande?
I've just got you... singer, completely, and, like...
She's an actress, first.
Oh, yeah, she's in, like, the Disney stuff, but she's also...
I reckon if you put glasses on her...
Not in any way, shape or form. She couldn't look further from me if you tried.
Yeah, like, I think they're from different places.
Yeah.
Like, historically. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is this news?
No.
No, okay, should we move on? So, what, bagpipes in Bournemouth, bad?
I like the idea of bagpipes being anywhere, if I'm honest. Like, yeah, bring them to Stevenage. Why do I keep banging on about Stevenage? God. Steph had some Rick Witter news.
Yes!
Fuck Rick Witter.
Okay, so, it was just a great day all round, really. I was listening...
If you've met him, I will kill you.
No, I slept with him.
But I didn't see him.
Yeah, didn't realise it was him until after, and he went, Rick Witter! Like a Pokemon call. No,
That's what he does whenever he climaxes.
It's literally the most...
Nearly spat tea all over the laptop. That was almost the end.
How do you know that? It's literally the most boring thing ever, but I just thought you'd appreciate it. So my mum listens to Radio 2 when she's in the house, as a rule. And
I think that is like a gangster, when she's in the house.
In the house. Although, Will Young is doing a 90s R&B slot on Radio 2 on, like, Wednesday evenings.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded really cool. It's like chilled, like, R&B, but it's really cool. Anyway... And they do this quiz, like, every weekday, maybe, or something, I don't know. And the first question I got, and the second question was, which duo is now, has just released a song, I Just Want to Love You, or Let Me Love You? And I was like, it's the Shires, obviously, because it's like, we've gone to see them. So I got that because of that. And then he said, what was the band fronted by, and he went, Rick Witter. And then he was like, or Witter. Like, and then he just kept saying his name over and over again. And then they played, like, a Shed 7 song. And I was like, it's Shed 7. My mum was like, how do you know that? I was like, I've never even heard of them. And I was like, it's Kev's fault. So I got really excited. So your ridiculous knowledge helped me, like, win this quiz thing.
How much did you win?
Oh, no, we were just, like, playing it at home. But, like, it was a surprise.
So basically you beat your mum?
Yeah. No, like, we always do it. Like, when we watch Eggheads or whatever, like, one of us chooses a team. So
yeah, that was good.
Screw you, I was really proud of myself.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
Pandas can speak now.
What does that mean?
Well, I didn't really look at it. Like, but basically, like, they've learned how to trant. Like, they put, like, something on their head, and then when they sort of, like, make noises, they know what they're saying.
I don't really believe its accuracy.
No.
No.
I don't know if they've got that much to say.
How do they know if it's right or not?
I don't know. They did it with dogs as well, didn't they? They've done it with dogs. Like, different noises dogs make, it transforms. Like, they have a headset on the dog. And then when the dog barks or makes a noise, it actually comes out as words.
But how do they know? Because, like, if you're a dog, like, so you might do a bark and then you might go and get a ball and they'll think, oh, that bark means I'm going to go and get the ball. But they might be thinking, for fuck's sake, let me play on the Xbox, this fucking ball.
Yeah, I don't know if dogs like the Xboxes.
Well, we don't know, do we? Why wouldn't they? They like balls.
They haven't got opposable thumbs.
Yeah, but you can do that. All right, they might like a nice, like the Kinect thing, you know? You can just move about and...
Yeah, I guess. They do watch telly and stuff.
Did you see
they?
That dog that did the skateboarding?
Yeah.
I was mental.
I know.
No.
But I thought it was going to be a dog. Honestly, it was like a bulldog and it was on a skateboard. And I saw it and I thought, it's just going to be a dog that someone's pushed and it's just like going through all these people's legs.
Is it not Thingy's dog?
Whose dog?
Robin. Oh.
Iron Robin.
This is like a really famous dog that it went through all these people's legs on a
skateboard. I thought it was just going to be like pushed and it would just go along, but it was pushing itself.
It was going around corners.
Okay, we'll come back to this.
If you know this dog, then you're the best one on Breakfast Bad. You know the most famous person out of all of us.
Okay, no, carry on. Like, this is going to take ages.
What, you don't think that dog's more famous than Rick Witter?
No.
Really?
Yeah. That dog wasn't on a quiz question.
That dog, it's been viewed millions, millions and millions of times.
Yeah, but it's still not as good as Rick Witter.
I just tried to write skateboarding, it came up with shark larding.
Shark larding?
That sounds like something Owen does.
Hashtag shark pie.
Oh my God, it's so good.
So what do you think about...
Panda speaking.
Yeah.
Well, I think the pandas, from what I understand, they need to encourage them to do other things rather than talk.
What sort of things?
Like reproduce.
Yeah. Perhaps that's why they're doing it. Perhaps if they can vocalise more, they'll start to like speak.
Talk dirty and then start having sex. Yeah.
Rick Witter.
Just to confirm, if anyone ever said that to me, that'd be the last thing I'd then want to do with it.
Are you just addressing me and Owen?
And the listeners.
And the listeners, you know, FYI.
What if Rick Witter's listening? Oh.
Fuck Rick Witter.
He doesn't listen though, does he?
Yeah.
No, he tends not to.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because if Rick Witter is listening now and he tweets about it, then we should send him a prize.
What should we send him?
Remember that time we were going to send someone... What?
What did you say?
Has this become the thing? We're just going to pimp me out now. That we were going to send someone, like, on the very first episode. Remember, like, oh, and we'll send you, like, some bacon and Kev's pants and stuff.
It was Owen's pants.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, one of my...
I just remembered something else really funny that happened in Denmark.
What?
When we were staying in that room. And, like, there wasn't enough covers for the two of us. And Owen thought he saw a sheet on the floor. And he picked up, it was just a pair of my pants. For him to sleep under.
It was a parachute. Oh, it's all right, they've got a blanket. Massive... tattered thing blocks out the sun.
Oh dear.
The question is, did you then sleep with the pants?
I think you booked another hotel.
we managed to pillage a like really yellow blanket from that cupboard, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of really yellow?
The bad kind.
Oh. Scrim.
When
Stag, I'm working.
The other Friday I went to go to see Above and Beyond and we were all staying in these hotel rooms and when we got in, it turned out I didn't know it was still a thing anymore. It was a smoking floor. Mm. I'd specifically asked for non-smoking. It didn't smell like smoke.
Where was this?
No, literally, one of the lads was like, God, I wish we'd smoked in that. Like, I'm going to go back just to smoke in that hotel room. I was like, that's disgusting. It was in Chalk Farm, so just outside Camden.
Oh, right.
But yeah, it was a smoking floor. And the thing is, I think they'd seen all of us turn up. And then they like suddenly changed all the keys. So I think because some of the lads were smoking.
These lot look like smokers.
Yeah. No, a couple of them smoking.
They're probably smoking reefer.
I would have lost my shit.
Yeah, I was not very happy, and I was like,
what? I would hate that.
You smoked in all of the rooms we were in Denmark.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. All of them.
No, one.
I woke up one morning. He was like standing on the end of my bed, like smoking out the window, letting the freezing cold in. The smoke was blowing in my face.
Well, see, that was the main problem. It didn't smell like smoke. It didn't smell fresh, but it didn't smell like smoke. But they'd like had all the windows open, so we got in, and it was really, really damp and really, really cold.
Horrible.
So I went foraging, and there were like six blankets in there. So I was well excited.
Were any of them Kev's pants?
No, luckily. But they were like what I'd deem as like old people blankets. And so,
they're hairy.
No.
Oh my God, furry blankets.
Because that's what I did. Because I ended up saying, you can have the covers and I'll have this blanket. And I wrapped myself in all these blankets. And then I woke up really hot in the night and was like, whoa. But they were like, why do you want those? They're all rank and horrid. And I was like, yeah, but they were in like vacuum sealed things. I was like, I bet these are cleaned more often than those grim sheets you're on.
Mm. So you won at the blankets.
Yeah, I definitely won. and I was warm.
I wanted the pants.
Whereas because of the duvet, like, it absorbed all the dampness and dank, and then he got really cold. So, win.
I think that's probably all the news.
Because we're nearly at the end.
Yeah. Okay. So are we going to have a jingle for this?
Yeah.
Are we going to have a jingle for this?
Fuck's sake, that's what I'm doing for the next 3 days then, is it? All right.
You don't have to.
Here it is.
Damn right, you better call Steph. Hover, floor.
Steph. Yeah, but it never happens.
Steph, just like, what you said, what's here your it name? Is.
The Better Call Steph section.
Well, it does, because I've got a bombshell.
You always say this, you never fucking make them.
No.
I've got a bombshell to drop. We've had two emails this week.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
I can promise you, I can show you them. Right, the first one is... Like, it's kind of something we've touched on before in the
song. Let me see the spelling and I'll decide if it was you that made it up.
No, I didn't make it up. It's from Lucy Franklin of Hitchin. And the question is, how does electricity work? Is it magic?
What she needs to do is listen to the episode where we talked about it.
Yeah, right. Did we decide that it was magic?
No, we decided that there was a really, really simple way that it worked and it didn't jump out of the electricity.
We decided, like, keywords included pylons, conductivity.
Done. That was it.
And magic.
Yeah.
I haven't...
Like, I don't understand how, like to go back to it, I still don't understand how that first...
this?
That first spark happens.
Well, you can't start a fire without a spark.
Tiny monkeys in there.
But, like, is it, like, two flints or, like is it coal?
No, not since, like, the minus 5,000s or so.
So how did they make that initial bit?
I don't know.
We asked Reese this, didn't we?
I don't think we did. Maybe we can better call Reese.
Yeah.
Well, it's not... I just don't know. I just don't know. No. But
you were like, oh yeah, we covered this. None of us actually know.
Well, we didn't know then, we don't know now.
I don't want to know. I like to believe it's magic.
I think it might be magic. There are, like talking about magic, do you think there is any real magic in the world?
Contouring and makeup.
Trickery, more like.
There's a couple of things. I'm not like because you have witches, don't you?
Yeah, like white. I think
ties into what Steph was saying.
Yeah. I've done so many obnoxious laughs today. because I think a lot of it is to do with you have like Darren Brown, and it's more like convincing the mind and things like that, which I do think is magic in its own right because you need to be.
See, hypnotism is kind of magic, isn't it?
Kind of, but it's about knowing it. But then, yeah, like the white witches and stuff like that.
What about the black witches? Or the dark witches?
No. They're not a witch.
Well, what, like, are they?
Being a witch is supposed to be about, being good. And
but you do have like cults and stuff,
the whole
don't you?
Wiccan thing.
So Wicca, any type of like witch you would come across is supposed to be like a good, like a white witch usually.
Well, what are the bad ones called? Bitches.
Yeah, basically. I'm not sure. Like, I just, I don't think as a rule you're supposed to, the point of magic is you're supposed to use it as like a, I remember watching a programme on it once. You're not supposed to use it to hurt people. That's not what you
do. You know so much about this because of Harry Potter?
A sorceress.
See, that sounds much more noble and better.
Yeah, maybe.
But what about those people that like you get people that like sort of put curses on people and stuff like that. Are they not real?
People in Africa believe like really strongly in witch magic and stuff.
Yeah,
the witch doctors and voodoo magic.
Voodoo. That's the voodoo. Term. Voodoo. Is there any such thing? It seems weird that there might be.
I want to say like not in our society, like not in Western culture, but like you read so many stories about stuff like that, like because it happens with footballers, doesn't it? Like there's, I can't remember which footballer it is, but he's from like some region of Africa where they really strongly believe in voodoo, and like they say that he kind of, when he became famous, he cut himself off from his family, so they cursed him, and now he keeps like breaking his ankle and he can't play and like.
Really?
Yeah. And it was before, it wasn't like he broke it and they went, oh, we put a curse on him. They said, like, you're outcast from the family.
Yeah, that'd be rubbish if they said that.
Yeah, yeah.
We did that, we claimed that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like, the chances of a footballer breaking their ankle, like, that's that's quite a high probability, right?
Yeah, maybe. I can already tell you're really, really, really sceptical about this.
Well, I've got another form of magic that I think might be true, but I'm still not 100% sure. Like, you ever heard of people throwing their voice?
Yeah.
So, like, I could stand in that corner of the room and, like, go, hello! And, like, what'll happen is you'll hear it over there.
Yeah.
You won't hear it from where I am.
Mm.
Is that a real thing? And is it magic?
I think no and no.
There are people that do it, throwing their voice.
I know you can do the ventriloquism thing where you can, like,
talk without moving
your lips and that, but I don't know.
Because how is
I don't think you can really throw your voice as such. No, I don't know. Maybe you can. Like, with all of these things, like, I don't want to sound like a hater. Like, I want to believe, like, but I'm not going to believe until someone shows it to me. So if anyone in Hitchin, like, is offended by me not believing and they want to come and show me, I'm all up for that.
If you want all the voice throwers of Hitchin getting on your back.
Yeah, before their society, like, contacts me through legal avenues, yeah, like, I'd love to see it. Like, I really would. And I would believe it if I saw it, but I haven't.
I think, like, I was really sceptical until I went to go and see Darren Brown live. And that
I saw Darren Brown live and it... I saw the Enigma tour. Do you know which one you saw?
I saw the Svengali tour.
I felt, because when I've seen him on TV, he's absolutely blown my mind, and that's why I wanted to go. And when I went, I kind of felt like it was all staged.
Oh, really? See, the reason I know it wasn't is because I went with Danny, and Danny got pulled up on stage.
Oh, yeah?
So he had to pick some... There was this really weird thing about, like, there was loads of balloons and there was loads of numbers, and they had to pick numbers and then answer questions. And Darren Brown was gonna, like, in the last, like, they then had to pop all these balloons and whatever was in the balloon was, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, but I still think there's a way that he could have manipulated it, so it wouldn't matter who was up on stage.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I just still think it's
really impressive entertainment, but, like, I don't think it's magic. I think he's a genius, and I think he does some amazing stuff.
I think he can do things to people.
It's just about the power of like, I guess mind control is a bit of a stupid thing, but that's kind of is what it is. He also did that thing where he makes everyone stand up and then like talks about like pushing on stuff, and then like he tells other people to sit down and who's left.
Sounds like the stuff you're describing sounds really, really boring. He got Danny out on stage, going to pop some balloons.
I can't remember.
Then he spoke about
numbers. Years ago.
Then he talked about pushing.
The thing is, sometimes I listen back to the podcast and I realise that I go into a really long depth of stories, so I try and cut it short, but then I just lose all the information. I'm not going to talk anymore.
Oh, sorry, mate.
I've had enough of you two today.
I've only been here 10 minutes.
Is that all the magic?
The other one I want, like, you know, you hear about, I don't know if they're monks or like people that are like are like really in tune with themselves, with like meditation and stuff. And they say that eventually, like, they can get so in tune with it that they can levitate off the floor.
No, they just do that thing where you can't see the front of one foot.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think they do that. I think they do something better than that.
No, they don't.
Why does everything come back to levitation recently? Yeah. The pyramids, the monks.
As far as I was aware, with monks being like really in tune with themselves, it's more about stuff that like they can go without food and water for days because they train their body and their mind, like, as opposed to levitating.
See, sometimes when I'm in Denmark, I might choose to go without food and water for days and days, and if you get used to it, you get used to it.
Yeah, it's like that time when I was ill, and like when I got better again, I hadn't eaten for 3 days, and when I got better, I was like, I don't even need to eat anymore.
Didn't eat chocolate for 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, like I, for some reason, I couldn't eat it for like a little while. And then I was like, okay, I can't remember, it was a long time ago. And so then I was like, I'm just not going to eat it for 6 months. And I went without it. And then one day, someone said, oh, do you want some of this? And I was like, yeah, all right. And then I was hooked again in a second.
Like smoking. That's
like, I shouldn't have had it. And now I can't go a day without it. It's a bad time.
So you can't go a day without chocolate?
No, I won't go a day without some form of chocolate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Crikey.
Blimey.
Yeah, I'm scared that if I stop, I'll have like a really like
with horrible with almost life. Everything in life, I'm a little bit take it or leave it.
I don't know. I'd much rather be like that. Like I don't particularly think eating chocolate every day is good for me, but yeah.
It's probably not. You look like a healthy girl. Because like, I'm sure it's not a bad thing, but like, yeah.
Hashtag get your coat.
See, when my dad says somebody looks like a healthy girl, it means they're fat. She looks like a healthy girl. She's eating a lot.
I just didn't want to make it weird for our listeners. Yeah. So I thought I'd leave it there. But like, so I'm sure it's fine. But like, I could go for like a year of eating chocolate every day and nothing else, or I could not touch it for the next four, you know? With anything.
All right, what about Jack Daniels and Coke?
Like, if it would get me some Morgan Spiced and, yeah, be all right.
No, see, but, like, no, all right. What about not drinking, then?
It wouldn't bother me. Sometimes when I do that, but I only drink if, like, you're around or, like...
don't, like, why does everyone blame me for everything?
But you're just to blame, aren't you?
Why?
Because you just inspire bad things.
I have noticed that about you. Like, considering me? You're such a... No, no, no. Considering, like, you deem yourself as quite a fussy eater, like, you eat a lot more things. Like, when Louise makes the vegan stuff and things like that, like, you'll eat whatever, whereas I would refuse to eat a lot of things. But you're technically a much fussier than I am.
Out of the three of us, I've got the most addictive personality, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That was just a listener phoning in to agree.
Cool. What now?
I've had another question in. Should we phone Reese and ask him about something?
What was your other question?
The other question was it was from Connor Jesse Wells, and it was addressed to me, and it says, "Who is the toughest out of Badger and Skinny Pete, the guinea pigs?" I don't know if you've had enough experience.
So
if
you've heard about
them.
My guinea pigs, but I've got two.
I haven't really experienced them enough, but like...
I know which one's the boss.
Well, Skinny Pete is your favourite, isn't he?
No, I haven't got a favourite, although he doesn't bite me. So yeah, he's my favourite.
That's generally my rule with people. If they don't bite me, I quite like him.
Yeah, Skinny Pete is the boss of the other one. Like, he does this, like, prowl thing where he goes... Like, that's not...
relatively terrifying.
Yeah, does that thing, like, if the other one's sort of messing about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they get on well in that. But I think, like, if it came to a fight...
I like the way you just looked over your shoulder in case they were listening.
No, I thought I just realised they're in there.
If you hear the dog barking, I thought maybe he'd eaten them.
Yeah, so Connor, Skinny Pete is the toughest out of them.
Who's the toughest out of us three?
I think probably me.
I don't know about that.
What would happen if me and you had an actual fight?
I like the way I'm just
not even looking at Steph.
I'm tougher in different ways than you two.
In what ways? Emotionally?
Emotionally, I'm the toughest out of the three of us, or dead inside, you know, whichever way you want to look at it.
You're telling me that the people in Denmark, they told you about every pub that me and Ona went into, one of us cried.
Most nervous laugh I've ever heard.
I'll edit.
I don't know, so if you two had a fight, it depends what type of fight it was. Like, if there was endurance, if there was endurance required.
Are you suggesting we go in a ring and, like, box?
Mate, no. I nearly said yes. I don't know. Maybe we should do a charity boxing match.
I quite like the idea of boxing.
With me? I think you're, like, lightweight and I'm, like, heavyweight.
See, me and Matt, we went to a couple of, like, boxing things and we did all the sparring and stuff. But then when it actually came to, like, I don't want to hit someone.
No. See, me and my mate Stuart almost signed up as well. But
you didn't want to do it because you had to be topless.
Yeah.
Boxing makes me feel so sick. Like, sparring, yes, but actual boxing, I can't watch it.
When have you boxed?
No, like, on TV and stuff like that.
See, I think boxing seems really tame these days compared to when you watch, like, the UFC and stuff. That's just horrible.
Yeah.
Like, just absolutely horrific.
I can't watch anything like that.
Like, boxing, like, it just bores me, if anything. Like, especially the heavyweights, they just have cuddles.
David Haye's making some
night out with Kev.
I hate David Haye. I hate him.
I quite like him.
He's such an arrogant little prick.
He reminds me of Owen.
Guys are dicks.
Whoa! I had nothing to do with that.
He really reminds me of Owen. Like, his mannerisms, his look, like,
the way he fights, the way he throws a left hook.
His cornrow. Like, I don't get that at all.
Why do you keep doing this to us?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Do you not think you're a bit like him?
No. He complained about having
a broken toe
and blamed that.
He's a massive
prick.
Boxer. He's like, if you take all of my things, he's the opposite to all of them.
He's got a beard.
Has he?
Sometimes. I've seen him wearing a hat as well.
I watched a Muhammad Ali documentary the other day. Like, they don't make him like him anymore, do they?
No.
Have either of you two been watching I'm a Celebrity? Probably
done
not. No, because it goes on to that. It goes on to that because Chris Eubank does this big speech about, because Chris Eubank's in there and I really like him. He's like there in the first day, a couple of people were singing. There's like a kid from Union Jay in there and he gets up and he starts like body popping.
I saw that, yeah.
But obviously, like, there was no music, so it was a bit weird. But he's really sweet and like eccentric. But he was like in this massive thing about like why he went into boxing and how Muhammad Ali was like the greatest and how he fights and stuff like that. It was quite interesting. So it was linked.
When
he
lives in Brighton, doesn't he?
Muhammad Ali.
No, Chris Eubank.
Does he?
Yeah, and he used to have like a massive like articulated lorry with like his name and stuff on the side, and he used to just drive around Brighton pressing the horn, with just leaning out the window saying, "I'm Chris Eubank," just driving around. Hello. Like, just driving around Brighton with his big lorry.
He got really upset yesterday because, like, they were all split into, like, groups of three and everyone had to go off and do this task and everyone's still in that bit where they still like each other, so they were, like, giving everyone a hug. And when he got up to go, like, nobody gave him a hug. And then he came back and he's like, guys, I know I'm a big, tough boxer, but I still have emotions and I wanted a cuddle before I went. And then everyone was like, Chris, and gave all these cuddles.
Sounds like me in Denmark.
Oh, we're pretty much at the end.
Yeah, man. We'll do a wrap-up. Okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was hoping that you would go first so I could go second.
Going first.
Okay. Another.
Bagpipe.
Chaser.
Ooh.
We didn't explain what it was. We got too excited about the thing.
People should know by now.
Yeah, but we need to give it some kind. We need to say game, game, game or something like that.
Game.
Or something like
game,
that.
Game, game,
and then say we're going to do the alphabet wrap-up.
The alphabet wrap-up, like where we talk about what we've talked about in the show, but going from letters A through to Z.
So,
okay, American.
Yeah. So you started with...
Okay. Angry.
Bagpipes.
Chased.
Ooh.
Devilish.
Eggs.
Fam.
Draw a line. Done. Okay.
Get.
Hit.
In.
Jury.
Injury. Okay. Get hit, injury. Claim with a K.
This isn't covering anything we talk about on the show.
Yeah, what hit other boxing.
Things? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Come.
Later.
Maha.
Done. Later, Maha. news.
Opened.
You look like a crazy person, Sarah, having therapy. Because
really
you're just rocking back and forth with holding the guinea pig.
News opened. Pandas.
Ah, good.
Oh, okay. Quickly. This is hard today.
It is hard today. We just rambled. Yeah. Rambled.
Oh, there you go. News opened, pandas.
Quickly rambled.
So, news opened, pandas quickly rambled.
Skinny Pete.
Ooh, touched.
You.
Uncle.
Victor.
Okay.
It's
wild.
Just gibberish, isn't it? Xbox.
Ooh, we got a new X.
Yes.
Zing! Done.
Okay.
I'm going to put Skinny in the garden.
Well, what, can we do a wrap-up thing and then we can do the saving thing and all that?
Let's put him in the garden. Oh, come on, go on.
Come on, wrap up.
Skinny's going to poo on him.
Okay. You can contact us on Audioboom. No, that's not right, is it?
You can't contact us on Audioboom.
No, contact us via the normal means.
Go and put him in the garden.
In the
Twitter.
You wrap
Facebook.
Up. Rick Twitter.
This is going to be the episode he listens to. He's going to hate us so bad.
He's going to owe us so many 50 quid.
The kettle's popped. Will that do?
Yeah. We're going to go. Bye-bye.
Fuck Rick Witter.